showtime. Are you ready? Give it up for your host, Gino Alash, on Rock Room Radio Show. Hey, how are you, metalheads? Welcome to Rock Room Radio Show with Gino Alash. We are broadcasting from the city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Tonight, we will have a great show with new releases, great songs, and an exclusive interview. Don't forget you can listen to Rock Room Radio Show every Tuesday via 101.9 FM from the city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and rockroomweb.com. Here we go with the show. Stay heavy.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez le CFRC 101.9 FM.
Rock Radio, your rock station. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Rock'em Radio Show, the most powerful 2 hours on FM. Rock'em has been rocking the airwaves since 2002, bringing the best of rock straight to your ears. Visit us at www.rockhamweb.com and join the musical revolution. Rock'em. Keep on rock'em.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the Rock'em Radio Show. Broadcast as always on CFRC 101.9 FM from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. This is a bilingual show in English and Spanish, bringing the metal community together across borders. Por supuesto, we open the show with Amon Amarth and their Furious anthem, Twilight of the Thunder God, taken from the album of the same name from 2008. Viking metal at its finest. The Thunder of the North to kick off today, right? Un arranque vikingo lleno de poder y furia. Let's begin this first block with Burning Witches. Here's their brand new single, Soul Eater, taken from the upcoming album, Inquisition, our next week via Napal Record. Classic Swiss heavy metal, fierce and powerful. Un adelanto demoledor de su nuevo álbum, que saldrá en una semana via Napal Records. Next, from Australia, we have Evocatus with their new track Serpentine of Chaos. This is the third single from their upcoming album Inevitable Death, algo así como Muerte Inevitable, which will be released on August 29 via Wormhole Death Records. Mix of melodic death, symphonic touches and crashing riff. Metal australiano devastador, listo para su lanzamiento global. Now we want to Canada with Ancients. Their song, This Is Your God, come from their acclaimed album Beyond to Reach the Sun, released in 2024. Progressive, heavy and thought-provoking, this track blends cosmic grooves with deep lyrics and true modern metal journey. Metal progresivo canadiense con mucha fuerza y reflexión. And we close this vlog with a legendary Manegorn. Here's their new single, Rolling Half, a beautiful acoustic piece featuring Eleanor Villefort. Viking folk metal is not melodic and emotional. Pure Scandinavian magic. Una joya acústica y épica desde Suecia para cerrar el bloque. So that wraps up our first vlog. From fierce heavy metal to acoustic Viking beauty, you're listening to the Rock'em Radio Show from Kingston, Ontario to the world. Visit us at rock'emweb.com, email us editor@rock'emweb.com, and follow us on our social media. And as always, keep on rocking!
Rock'em Radio, your rock station.
Radio, your rock station. Station.
Yeah.
Radio, your rock station.
Staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have a nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
We continue with the second block of today, the Rockun Radio Show. Diving into darker atmospheres, heavy riffs, and modern metal energy. Un bloque intenso cargado de nuevos lanzamientos. We start with Darker Half and their brand new single, Another Day, Another Nightmare. This track is the second preview from their upcoming album, If You Only Knew, out this September. Heavy riffs, melodic hooks, and a dark atmosphere. A perfect mix of the modern power metal, un nuevo adelanto lleno de poder y oscuridad. Next, a band we've been following closely here on Roku, Frequency Overload. Their song, Not I, is taken from their latest album, Fate and Tropic, a record full of roof, trash, and social critique. Raw energy and a bold message. Don't be part of the herd. Sonido agresivo con mensaje directo. And we close this block with Alpha Destroyer. I love this band. And their high-octane track, Fastlane. This is the title song of their upcoming album, of their upcoming debut album. Expect this fall via Necromantic Press Records. Featuring member of Crash Diet, Bad Cherry, and Sleepless. This super group delivers pure modern hard rock fire. Energía cruda y actitud sin concesiones. That wraps up our second block.
heavy, dark, and full of riffs that shake the soul. You're listening to the Rock and Radio Show, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, to the world. Visit us at rockandweb.com, write to us at editor@rockandweb.com, and follow us on our social media. And as always, keep on rocking and stay heavy.
Rock Radio, your rock station.
This is Mr. Bush from Frequency Overload. You are listening to Frequency Overload on Rock'em Radio with Gino.
Not me! No! Not I! Show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. The 2 hours of hard rock and heavy metal. Tuesdays. On CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hablamos español.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband, Tom, and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. Vous écoutez au CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hey, guys. We now move into the third and final block of today's Rockoon Radio Show. And this one is truly special because we had the honor of sitting down in an exclusive conversation with David Rees, the legendary voice of Bangalore Choir and former frontman of Accept. Rees is a singer with a career that spanned decades, from recording It's the Heat with Accept back in 1989 to working with bands like Bonfire, Saint and Sinners, and now returning in full force with Bangalore Choir. In this exclusive interview, we talk about the making of the brand new album Rapid Fire Succession on Target Part 2, the inspiration behind their new songs, memory from his early days in Accept, and how he keeps his fire alive after so many years in the world of heavy metal. Una charla exclusiva con David Rees sobre su nueva etapa con Bangalore Choir, su historia en Accept y mucho más. During this special, you'll hear brand new music and classic, including Bullet Train from the brand new album, Target Part 2, Hold On To You, a melodic anthem that shown Rees' timeless voice, Angel In Black, fan favorite from their debut on Target, and one of my favorite songs, If The Good Die Young, We Will Live Forever, a true statement for the band and their fans. And finally, Ecstasy from Rees' time in Accept, en la Eat the Heat album, temas nuevos y clásicos que marcan la carrera de David Reese en Bangalore Choir. So let's get into it. Here is my exclusive special with David Reese on Bangalore Choir, right here on the Rock and Radio Show. Disfruten esta entrevista exclusiva en este programa. Well, that's it for today's episode of the Rock and Radio Show. A huge thanks to David Reese for joining us and to all of you for turning to from Kingston, Ontario to the rest of the world. Right as the editor, rockandweb.com. Remember to visit us, of course, at rockandweb.com and follow us on our social media. Until next time, keep on rocking. Gracias por acompañarnos en este episodio especial. Hasta la próxima y como siempre, stay heavy.
Hi everybody, this is David Reese of David Reese's Bangalore Choir, and you're listening to Rock'em Radio. El Gino.
Hi David.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Great to have you here. Rock'em.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks to be here.
How are you doing today?
Good. Very good. Good, thank you. Finally, the weather is cooling off here in Italy. It has been really hot the last few weeks. But today, rain, it's cooling down.
Wow, you're in Italy. Nice.
Yeah. Where are you?
Canada, in Ontario.
Canada. All right.
You see my flag?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've been to Canada many, many times.
Ah, really? Mm-hmm. When was the last time?
Well, honestly, it's probably was with except when I played with Sword in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago, but I used to play Canada back and forth, Highway 1, Saskatchewan, Alberta.
Beautiful places.
Yeah, we did what they called the hotel circuits, you know. You play five shows a night, and then you stay in the hotel. You play like 5 days there, and then you go to the next town. And I can tell you in the wintertime, especially in the western side, it was rough.
Yeah, well, I have the same weather right now. It's raining, is everything dark outside, gray, but better than the hot summer. I'm tired of the hot summer, yeah.
Yeah, humidity kills me. I don't mind the heat, but more the humidity kills me now. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah, I have asthma. It's not a good idea, that humidity.
Yeah. My wife has it as well. Really affects her. She has to take medicine.
Exactly. Well, David, congrats on the new Bangalore Choir album, Rapid Fire
Session,
on Tiger Park 2.
Yeah, thank you very much.
In on Brave World Records call.
Yes. Yeah, I was, I kind of wanted to do that. That was my choice. And I know Giles Lavery very well.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a long chat. I had offers from other labels and I said, I like what Brave Words does. And I want to go with the label. So we made an agreement and here I am.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And on the single Bullet Train, it's really good.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. How does it feel to be opening this new chapter of On Target with the fans?
It came to my mind last year while I was in France on tour.
Okay,
in France. I've been doing solo work for the last few years, and I draw good crowds, you know, but I've been watching what's happening with the audience. I play a lot of On Target songs on stage,
mm-hmm.
and everybody knows those songs and they sing along with them. And many people come to me with the On Target record and want me to autograph it. And I was thinking about branding, you know, David Reese, the name is known. But Bangalore Choir is a brand, and I'm going to compare it to, let's say, Mike Tramp's White Lion.
Okay.
Michael was out doing his own thing for a long time, and now you see songs of White Lion.
Right.
And the crowds are bigger. And from a marketing standpoint, it was a part of my decision. Plus, I felt like that's really who I am as a singer. I'm a hard rock melodic singer. I'm not... A metal singer. I sing in my best style is, I think, represents is what you hear with On Target and with this new album. That's who I really am.
Well,
I spent a lot of time, you know, trying to emulate David Coverdale, or I went through that phase like many singers back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s. And I said, what am I doing? I mean, I'm David Breese. I don't have to write White Snake style music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Many singers did it. Many of us. We kind of got off the wrong path, you know. But I think Bangalore Choir is my identity, who I am.
Absolutely. Yeah. Also, Gil's Lavery co-produced the album and call it your career album, comparing it to Battle of Hell 2. How do you feel hearing those words?
Yeah, I really feel, because I went back, you know, I said, if I'm going to do Bangalore Choir the right way, I have to study On Target. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember, that was 92. So to put your mind in that time period, it's not easy, because I had just left Accept, went to LA, put together Bangalore Choir, and got a major record deal and management and everything in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much wrote that record with the guys in 9 months. So Andy Susamil and I, the guitar player that does the majority of the solos on this record, we said, let's do this Bangalore Choir thing, but it has to be like On Target. Because we have to get back in that mindset. And I'll be honest, the first four or five attempts we did wasn't quite there yet. And the first song that struck me that you'll hear as the next single is called Driver's Seat, with a video coming out early September. Mm-hmm. When I heard the riff for Driver's Seat, I said, Andy, that's it. That's slipping away. That's what I was talking about. So once we achieved that song, I always kind of reference it to like raindrops falling. It, once you get in that mindset, it comes.
Yeah.
So in all reality, there were like 24 songs that I really liked, besides the four or five that I refused. So we wrote like crazy for about 4 months.
Yes.
And but to hear Giles say those things, I appreciate it. He's a smart guy. Giles is really good at vision of reinvention. You know, he sees what was really happening and he says, that's where you shine, David. You got to go back to that. He was part of the decision process as well. And Giles is actually singing some background vocals on this record. Giles is a great singer.
Yeah, he is. What's the name of him?
Warlord and Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
And his other band is called Dragon's Claw, I think. I mean, he's got a great, powerful voice. I saw them, Warlord, open for Judas Priest a few months ago here in Italy, and fantastic. The crowd went crazy. There was 10,000 people there, and a lot of people know Warlord in Europe. And I have to say, Giles did a really good job.
Yes. Talking about the album, you record the album with Diego Pires, Eric Juris, Ricardo De Morosi, Nello Savinelli, Jimmy Waldo Alcatraz, and Ferdy Dornberg, Axel Rudy Pell.
Yes.
Of course. How was it for you to have these players bring your songs to life in the studio?
My partner, I call him my weapon of mass production, is Andy Susanville. Of course, he and I go back from the Accept days and UDO. I've known him when he was doing Mean Machine, I was doing Eat the Heat. So we've been a brotherhood for almost 40 years. The other people involved, Ferdy is a dear friend of mine. And I called Ferdy one day and I said, I'm thinking like an Elton John kind of gospel rock ballad. Do you have something on piano that, and he goes, David, I have perfect piece. Because Ferdy and I worked together a few times in Sainted Sinners years ago. And we used to jam in the studio. He'd just start playing piano and I'd start singing, just making up words. And we do kind of a Ray Charles jam blues gospel thing. I knew what he said to me. He said, David, there's two singers that sing like you, that play with me like that. You are one. and the other is Jolynn Turner. We always end up on the right note. We know where we're going subconsciously. Okay. So I called Purdy and I said, I need a piece. He sent me this song called Mending Fences. Now, I have to explain to your fan base, your listeners, that this album is 16 songs. It's Act 1, Act 2 on the same disc. So Act 1 is 8 songs, Act 2, 8 songs. The final song on Act 2 is called Mending Fences that I wrote with Ferdy. It's a nice ending to that Act 2. Jimmy Waldo, I needed some colors on keyboards. He added a piece to a song. Jimmy and I have recorded together. I love Jimmy. I'll be on tour with Alcatraz and Girl School in November and December. So we're kind of like a brotherhood there. Eric and Diego, I met Eric first because Bangalore Choir, I was asked to headline a few years ago in Hamburg at the Market Hall. And my solo band with Nalo and Ricardo and Nalo's brother, I said, we need two guitar players if we're going to do a Bangalore set. So I had met Eric Uris that way, and he didn't even know the songs. He shows up in the hotel room. We rehearsed for an hour. He played the show perfect. So I knew he was a gifted guitar player. I recommended him for Warlord. Because Giles called me and said, you know, I need a guitar player. Do you know anybody that understands this style of music? I said, yeah, Eric Uris. So we've developed a really close relationship. And then I said, I'm going to do this Bangalore Choir thing. I need a second guitarist. He goes, Diego Peters. I've known him and played with him in Warlord. You know, come see us when we play. I watched those two work together as a guitar team. And it's really hard to find a duo guitar team that works well together. They complement each other. And they're both really cool guys. So on the album, they play a few solos on different tracks, but on every track, I had them re-record the rhythms. Three times Diego, three times Eric, because I wanted to go old school. In the center, left and right, and all the big rhythm tracks, yeah? And they did an amazing job. I cannot say enough about those guys. Great guys. And I'm actually, we're all playing in October. We're doing 5 shows in France. Nalo, I, Ricardo, Diego, and Eric will be doing 5 headline shows in France in October with David Reese's Bangalore Choir, which is perfect because we start the 28th, I think, of October, and the new Bangalore Choir record comes out October 24th. So, perfect.
You co-wrote Bullet Train with Andy Susan Him, right?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
In your own words, you described it, I love it, with that powerful metaphor of life rushing by like a dog chasing cars. I love it. Yeah. I love that. How did that image come to you, and what message did you want fans to take away?
In Asia, for instance, the bullet trains, right, in Japan, they're phenomenal. You know, you travel at such high speed and everything. But what I find for me and in life in general, everything is here today, gone later too. Everybody is in a hurry to go nowhere.
Right.
You know, let's just make an example. You know, you see we've lost a lot of great rock stars the last couple of years. The one that had the most impact was Ozzy. I mean, many famous people have passed that I idolized, like Mick Ralphs and a few others. And they say, rest in peace. And the next day, you don't hear a word about their contribution to rock and roll. It's kind of no impact. It's like their minds are on something else. I will say that Ozzy, they're still talking about Ozzy's passing, but My whole concept with the record was, I used to live in an old farm area, and this dog would chase cars every day. And one day I thought to myself, one day if you catch a car, what are you going to do with it when you catch it? It's kind of like a dog chasing his tail. You know, they never catch it.
Exactly.
And that's how life feels. You know, I slow down, enjoy the ride, because life is precious. You know, we're here today. We don't know about tomorrow. And that's what Bullet Train's about, I think.
Wow.
Pressure. It's, I mean,
It's true.
I don't know if it's the society that we live in now, the pressure we live in. I don't know what it is. Everything seems disposable. People need to step back, take a deep breath, go outside.
Yeah, it is like most of people don't know what are they doing right now, but they are doing something, but they don't know what.
Yeah. Well, they're just chasing the corporate ladder, you know,